Hello, guys. Hi. Welcome back. Or if this is your first time, I'm Viv.
I'm Felicia.
And welcome to the Lucid Dream Podcast, where we talk about whatever the fuck we want.
And today, we're Little Mix fangirl clubbing. This is the Little Mix club.
Oh, yeah.
This is the fan club. The meeting starts now. Wait, hold on. I'm just kidding, because maybe there's an official Little Mix fan club, and this isn't it. So
I don't care. What was that? Or at least the U.S. ones. Hands up, because yes. We've been severely neglected, but that's nobody's fault, except for Simon Cowell.
One of my coworkers, shout out to Katie, she was like, she was singing the Little Mix song in the back. I was like, oh my God, I love Little Mix. She was like, oh my God, I love Little Mix. Oh my God, I found another one.
That's how it feels. That's how dead ass yes. It feels. It's same thing with the challenge or like other stuff. Because it used to be like that with anime back in the day. Now it's more like everywhere. It used to be like that with K-pop back in like in the mid 2010s or even earlier.
I remember my first run-in with K-pop. I think that was, I was in middle school, so before 2010.
Yeah, so like when other
people, and it was niche. It was,
yes, very niche. And Little Mix, if you don't know, part of me thinks you're uncultured. You're a little too centered in America, and you hate women. and if you're a lover of pop, how can you not love Little Mix?
And if you were a One Direction fan and you didn't like Little Mix, you're
you
weirdo.
Hated women. You were a pick me.
Yeah, and they didn't pick you.
You know, the truth hurts.
Yes. Bum, bum, be-dum, be-dum, bum, bam.
What was it? And we're going to go through the, what was it, beginning of Little Mix and tour into Little Mix now.
Yeah.
They won the X Factor.
Yeah.
In 2011.
Yeah.
But that wasn't my introduction to them.
No, my introduction was, Mama told me not to waste my life. That was it.
Yeah, with me it was I think there was an interview Zayn was saying that he had a thing for Perry and then he liked Little Mix, and at the time I was already a fan of One Direction. I was just like, oh, there's a girl group. Mm-hmm. There's a girly group. Is it a girl group? And that's when I think Wings, like, I don't even know when by that time it already came out, but like that's when I was like, okay, because I didn't watch X Factor. It was in the UK, so I didn't watch the X Factor UK. I rewatched those clips because, what was it? Yeah, that's when I was starting to get into them. And I think DNA already came out when I was like really dipping my toe into being like, okay. Mm-hmm. And those harmonies, that's what had me stay.
Yeah. So how I got into Little Mix was, I did remember Zayn saying something about Little Mix. And I remember, I think Harry like mentioned Little Mix. It was among talks, you know.
Yeah, I just remember them in like a radio interview specifically.
Yeah.
Because like One Direction didn't win their season of X Factor, and like Little Mix was right after them.
Yeah. Yeah, so I remember I was listening to just the radio, 106.7, Light FM.
That takes me back.
Yeah, right? So that's what I was listening to. And I think like someone came on the line and was like, this is a song by a new girl group from the UK called Little Mix. And I recalled back to one of the guys mentioning it. I was like, oh my God, this is Zayn's girlfriend's group. And I was like, wow, well, this is like the group. Immediately loved the single. Went back, looked up the single. Yeah, and then went backwards and watched all their stuff. I think, like, that was, like, high school. I was, like, obsessed with them throughout high school. I think at one point, like, not even at one point, I loved them more than One Direction. Like, I was obsessed with them. Like, everything about them, it.
I mean, like, One Direction was more, like, the hormonal boy crazy shit. But, like what I wanted to, like, be or evoke or have that. Like, that was Little Mix.
Yeah, I wanted to be them. I wanted to know all their dances. Yes. I was all about, like, I wanted all their outfits. I was, like.
And that was, I want to say, our sophomore year. Or, like, that's when I was getting more into it. Because I remember when Move came out, we were juniors.
Yeah. I remember it was a parent-teacher conference when Move came out. And I was walking around the hallway with my iPod. And I was like, hey, get your back up. Just, like.
You know. the core. Yeah, I remember you and like, what was it, our old high school friend of ours, like, yeah, learned the dance pretty to a T.
Yeah.
I remember we were also in color guard, so we weren't cool, but
we were in the marching band.
But like, I remember it's just like, what if we just had a little mix? We even used Matt House for
a Halloween assembly.
Yeah, a Halloween like talent show assembly thing, and we won it. Yeah. But we already talked about that, I think we talked about it already. Yeah. How high school sucked. You know, aren't we all?
Well, I'd feel bad for anyone who peaked in high school.
Well, yeah.
I never peaked. So
We're still getting there. You know, life is a journey for everybody.
I hit my peak.
But like, what was it? I had the first album of Little Mix. I don't remember listening to all of their songs. And that's when they had the least like creative freedom. Like, I mean, it was like their first time, and like they're under Simon Cowell's label. And but yeah, Wings. It was really Wings. There was another one. Was it Little Me? Was Little Me on the first album?
No, it was Wings and.
Because Cannonball was a single from their X-Factor days.
So it was Wings. It was DNA.
Remember, it was like a slow song. They were in like an abandoned building, and it was like black and white sometimes.
That's Little Me, but that was on their second album.
Well, son of a bitch.
There was DNA was another single.
DNA, DNA, when it hit that harmony in the bridge, that's when I was just like, oh, I'm here to stay. I'm here. They've you got bitch, me good.
Better get
sunk
it.
Their teeth in me. They did. Pause. I don't know if that sounded weird.
Yeah, it's DNA, Madhouse, change your life.
That's the one.
Yeah.
They're
buzzing.
Sorry.
So that's how we felt. Buzzing.
There's flies in here, and yeah, we're gonna kill. Oh, you son of a bitch. That was not a shout out. He like flew by anyway.
He flew by. Was like, hey, yo, what's up?
Shout out to all my family.
Shout out to my friends and family back home.
To our 90s.
I'll be dead tomorrow.
But like, what was it? Their second album was when I was their second album was Move.
Yeah, the second album was Move.
That's when I was there and present. I was present and here.
Salute, bitch. Women, salute.
That was cunt.
Cunt.
And that's when.
Country 5000. That's their drag thing.
Oh my god, but that album, that's when I was a fan real time, and I was excited for it when they announced it. I was like, okay, bitch. Mm-hmm. I am here for it.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And that's when they were more creatively involved.
Yes, that's when they started writing music. Oh my god, this whole album fucking eats. Oh my god, I remember I listened to this whole album front to back. I listened to both albums. I was definitely an album buyer when I was in high school. Like, that was the one thing I'd be like, hey mom, do you want to go to like Barnes and Noble and buy me an album? And
mom, do you want to, you know, buy me stuff?
Yeah, but my mom would actually enjoy buying me like music, because there was something wrong with like her car radio. It wasn't really working, so when she bought me music, that's the only thing she played in the car, because she needed CDs. So she wouldn't mind buying it for me. So I listened to this album a shit ton. That was unnecessary backstory, but I gave it to you.
But yeah, and Little Mix, like, they've always talked about their like influences, like being the Divas or Beyonce and Rihanna. Yeah. And so Salute is an obvious inspiration from Girls by Beyonce, but it's still Little Mix.
Yeah,
it's
very
still
much.
Fucking Little Mix.
Yeah. Well, I think at that point they're kind of young, and you can't help but be like
there's a
product
fly.
Of your influences.
Yeah. But it's still like, I wouldn't say like if you compare like when other artists have like a song reject, like how Selena Gomez describes Come and Get It in that one interview, she was just like, it felt like a Rihanna reject song, even though she has love for it. Yeah. Like, it doesn't feel like quintessential Selena. Like, when you think of Selena's music, I don't immediately think of Come and Get It or even Fetish or Bad Liar. Mm-hmm. But we're not talking about Selena right now.
Yeah, let's say Selena Gomez for another topic.
Oh my god, we could really go in on some of the Disney stars, actually.
Yeah.
Another topic of the day. Anyway.
Yeah.
But I was all in on that album with Move and Salute. And I think I never learned the dance. I always told myself I was gonna, but look at this, 10 years later.
I did my best.
You did pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I did most of it. I got most of it done. I was like doing it throughout like class. I was like trying to get that.
And then, in school?
And then the saloon. Yeah, no, yeah. At one point, my teacher was like, sit down. It was Miss Kayetta.
Shout out to Miss, I was going to say Kahada, Kayetta.
Kayetta. She was like, yo, sit down. There was also, it was like several dances. Yeah, that, you know what? That was the same time as Come and Get It.
But they were working these bitches. I mean, I'm saying bitches with so much love.
Yeah, they went on tour with Demi Lovato at that time.
Yeah, uh-huh. And but it was like 2011 with DNA, then 2012 with Salute. And then their third album, Get Weird, like it was the next year. They were working these girls, pumping them out. You know, the same like the One Direction pipeline. Because One Direction had no break until they fucking left. The Tonic and disbanded.
Yeah, yeah.
But I remember Get Weird. The lead single of Get Weird was Black Magic.
That's when they kind of lost me for a bit, I'm not going to lie.
Listen. It wasn't my cup of tea.
It just wasn't for me cuz I was really excited for the album. I think I was following all the promotions, and then when Black Magic came out, I was like,
it's too cookie cutter pop. And it, listen, I can appreciate pop, I can appreciate bubblegum and pretty pop, but it was like it was hard to get behind. And it's it was one of those times, like the girls, I think they were like in their 20s at this time, and they're like, you know, this album is more mature, and then Get Weird comes out.
They were like, take a sip on my secret potion, and I'm like,
and the music video, however, this is when this is like the for DNA and Salute, they were giving. Mm-hmm. You know, Salute was when we were getting more choreo. Mm-hmm. I feel like it was giving and they were serving, and now this was cunty. Because this is when they were stepping up with the production, when they were stepping up with their fits. Mm-hmm. Like, what was it? It was the Brit Awards when they performed Black Magic. Do you remember the green and the skulls?
Yeah.
Like, listen, I'm not a big fan of that song, but that performed Hey Down.
Yeah, no. At the end of the day, they're gonna give it to me every time.
Oh, right? Yeah, and that's when they felt like they were more comfortable. Do you remember there was a time people were like shitting on Perry that she was like a bad dancer?
Yes, I remember that, but I was thinking like, she doesn't have fucking bad. I mean, she did all that Salute choreography.
Yeah,
so period, point blank.
And also with the, you know, powerhouse vocals that she is.
Yeah, I also think that, like, I don't know, sometimes like you can't be everything.
Yeah.
Knowing where you lack is okay. She's not like she wasn't like a totally well realized. Now I think she is.
Yeah.
Now I think like, bitch.
Oh, I don't think we went through their names. It's like if y'all don't know, because I'm talking as if like this is really for the mixed fans.
Yeah.
But we got Perry Edwards, Jade Thirlwall, Leanne Pinnock, and Jessie Nelson.
Yeah.
Those are the bad bitches. Jessie Nelson, and also like them together, like their voices really work.
They work together so well.
It was It was Kelly Rowland. I don't remember the other people, but Kelly Rowland helped put them together when they were an X Factor.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's always another girl group woman.
It really
is. Because, you know, Nicole Scherzinger put together One Direction. You gotta give her flowers,
honestly.
It gotta be a girl group.
Like Jessie had like smoky beautiful vocals. Perry had that strong like powerhouse.
And Jade had that, like, she has like a good head voice where it's just like so fucking beautiful. And yeah, and Leanne had like just like that classic pop sound where, like, you can pretty much put her in anything.
Oh, she's very versatile
voice.
Very smooth.
Yeah, and like together, it's like they almost have like everything you would need for like a perfect girl group. It like it just eats every time, and they were relatable.
Yeah, and like from jump, like their music was like women empowerment, best friends sticking together, like that confidence. And like, what was it, which is like a lot of girl groups did that, like, what was it, Spice Girls did that, and TLC and Destiny's Child, but that was like within their brand. And like, I know people in the US don't get it, but they were so big. They're like, they're like, they're darlings in like the UK and Europe.
Absolutely. And even like other places, I mean, we've talked about how like people really fuck with them in like Brazil, Mexico.
Brazil loves everybody. That's what it feels like. Brazil loves everybody.
Yeah.
I love seeing that.
Shout out to Brazil.
Yeah. Shout out Brazil.
Yeah, no, they've gotten big in like so many other places, just couldn't really hit it in the U.S. Yeah, they just couldn't really hit it in the U.S. They went on tour with
Ariana Grande. I think it was the Get Weird album was when they were on tour with Ariana Grande.
Did they go on tour with Ariana?
Yeah, her Dangerous Woman tour.
Oh, wow.
And like, this is when I thought, like, finally, we're going to get our bad bitches out here, because I wanted to see them live. Yeah. And like, I had, at the time, I had no coin to fly anywhere like that. So I was like, at the time, I didn't have the coin for Ariana Grande either. Yeah. But I was like, well, like, let's bring them over. Come on. Yeah. But like, no. They never brought them for like serious promotion in America. Like, yeah, they did the radio shows or like the late nights, but they were never in a red carpet. Like, they never performed at any like award show like that. I can't think of one.
Yeah, they really haven't. Not until like they went solo did they put them on like the iHeartRadio award shows. Like, they waited for them to go solo.
Mm-hmm.
And
or like, what was it when like James Corden's ass was like late night? So he had them over a lot. It's because you know. They knew of each other, both from the UK.
I think they eventually started having like some singles that like started like popping off. Like Bounce did good on the radio, so that's why
they did have radio hits, but like nothing like mainstream. Yeah. Because on the radio, because I heard Move on the radio, I heard Power on the radio, which is the Glory Days album.
Yes, which was my favorite Little Mix.
This was truly their glory days.
They really fucking, you know, all it takes is a bitch ass man to break a bitch's heart. And they, you like the girlies, you know what? Actually, in all cases, all it takes is heartbreak, and everyone starts popping off with a fire ass album.
Yes.
Yes.
And like, it's so funny, because I've like, you know, in like preparing for this episode, like looking at like commentary or other fan accounts, and people like to almost like forget or like erase Zayn from like anything that's to do with Little Mix. Mm-hmm. It really makes me laugh. I'm talking about it because like, I through One Direction is how I got into Little Mix. Mm-hmm. But like, what was it? Yeah, Zayn broke up with Perry during this time. They were engaged, and he supposedly through text.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I think that, I don't know if that was fully confirmed, because like, I didn't hear it out of Perry's mouth. That's why I say that.
I think it was through text, because like, they were like having like a text conversation. It was in an airport.
Yeah, that's the story I heard. Mm-hmm. And yeah, fuck you, dude. And
do better.
So but shout out to my ex.
She sung it right to Zayn's face, and he was like,
and like, yeah, in a festival.
You motherfucker.
To have the chance, I wrote a fuck you breakup song about an ex, and they're in the audience. She gave that little wave, bitch. We were like, ah!
I remember I explained this tea to Anissa so many times, because this is when I got, like, my cousin Anissa, who lived with us at the time, into Little Mix, and I remember, because she was like, whatever, she was like, took 4 long years to call it quits.
I was about to say, I feel like it was longer.
Yeah, it was like, took 4 long years to call it quits. Forget that boy, I'm over it. And Anissa was like, oh. She said, like, I was like, yeah. She pointed, she said, it's this was you. You're single. A.
Yeah, and then you're like, I'm better without you type shit.
Yeah.
Crazy. I remember like thinking about it, because like when did Glory Days come out?
Glory Days came out on 2017.
So Zayn have already left One Direction.
Yeah.
By this time, he's solo.
Pillow Talk. Which, by the way, whole first album about Perry, just saying.
Most definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Gots to be.
And you know what? Now that we're on the topic of just like both of them, I feel like no one gives them credits for, like, they're fucking songwriters. Like, I feel like every time people mention One Direction or Little Mix, it's like, oh, well, they're just, like, a pop group. They're songwriters.
Yes.
That's, like, mm-hmm. how you know they're shouting out to the people, like, yeah.
I was like, that's you. Whole first you.
Album was about
That's Perry. You.
Yeah.
But what was it? Glory Days had all the hits. Glory Days had Touch, right?
Yeah, Touch, which honestly, pop classic. If you haven't heard Touch, you don't like pop music like that.
Yeah.
Touch is probably like one of the best songs of like the 2010s.
Yeah. This was the album they went on tour with Ariana Grande, because they were talking about how like in America went crazy when they performed Touch, and they're just like, maybe we have something here. And then I was like Simon Cowell's label just didn't fucking do anything.
Yeah. I think they tried to go solo in the U.S., but I think that was for, like, the Salute album.
It was canceled.
Yeah. And because, like, I guess they didn't sell enough, but I don't think they're promoting it like that. It gets on my nerves.
It still fucking grinds my gears.
Touch Power. This was the album where it was like Charlie Poof.
Oh.
That was the worst song on the album. Everything is, like, good except for when you get to that song.
Yeah.
That song, no bueno. It's Charlie Puth's fault.
Yeah. Isn't it always?
It's always Charlie Puth's fault.
Yeah. Charlie Puth, your perfect pitch is mute.
I'm sorry. Like, don't get me wrong. We have friends that are very into Charlie Puth. It's just, I can never
get behind. I like that one song with Kalani. That's it.
You got a song with Kalani?
Yeah. Hmm. You've heard it many times.
Okay, if you can play that song for me, but erase Charlie Puth, that'd be great.
He's not a bad singer. He's just boring.
He's just, he writes very boring songs.
So tell me what you've done for me.
And you know what?
Yeah, that song eats, though.
I mean,
that's all you got out of me.
I mean, I'm still a 5 Seconds of Summer fan, but I was a bigger 5 Seconds of Summer fan. And I remember when Easier came out, I was like, there's something about this song I don't like. Then I found out Charlie Puth wrote it. I'm like, oh, that's why.
L's in the chat.
L's in the chat. I just don't like his, like, I just don't like him. I was about to say, I just don't like the way he writes songs. It's like an Ed Sheeran thing. But then I hear about things that he's done outside of Sage. Selena Gomez, and I'm like, I think I don't like him.
Yeah, and even like right now, like he's just like, oh, like he almost like admitted that like the reason he keeps in touch with like K-pop like artists, it's because it's an easy cash grab.
Yeah,
he's, and it's just like boring. So like, what was it, he's like, it's like you know, there's no authenticity at all in it, bro.
No, let's not turn this whole thing to Charlie Puth hate train.
Listen, and this is just for you, if you want it to be. Like, he has never had anything to say. Never.
No.
He could just stay a producer. Because he's talented.
I did like one song by Charlie Puth. It was the one song he did with Selena Gomez. I think that was it.
Oh, yeah.
I like that one.
See, it's because when he had Bad Bitches on his songs, that's when it's just like, all right, I listen to it.
Let me give it a listen to. But this one,
he's just really the man, Meghan Trainor.
Yeah, he is. Wow, you
ain't. Sorry, that. Megan, because like I think Megan's like a decent person. Megan. Not these days, but
well, I'd rather listen to Megan than Charlie Puth.
Yeah,
yeah. When it comes from women, it's okay. When it comes from, that's like, do better. You're giving everything.
Even when I think of what was it done for me, which is that song he has with Kalani, I'm just like, what's that Kalani song she did with that man? Like, that's how I think about it.
That guy. You gotta not get down and dirt. Yo, they ate this album up.
Glory Days, and it was their biggest hits. It was their biggest album. This is where they broke all the records that Spice Girls had. Yeah. Like, they were really at this time the biggest girl group.
Yeah,
and not that, like, no shade to, like, you know, the Spice Girls or like TLC, Destiny's Child, even Blackpink, but Little Mix can really sing circles around some of these people.
Honestly,
as a girl group,
yes.
And I mean that specifically.
Like, no one ever told, like, listen,
well, it's not single person versus single person, because we're not going to do that. That's a different conversation. We're talking about girl groups.
Yeah,
and Blink, don't come for me. I love Blackpink, but we're talking about vocals. Listen to a Little Mix live performance. And I said the word live.
No, acoustic live performance,
bitch. Listen to the covers.
Yo, I think that the only like group that I can like compare them to that I'm like, oh, I think like this group could compete with them and it would actually be like a challenge. Oh, the only group that I think like you could compare them to, I would say, is like Destiny's Child. Really had some vocals.
Yeah,
I would give them that, like, but honestly, that's just about it. Like, because I cannot think of maybe we're wrong. Maybe post another girl group and maybe we'll give them a listen to. But I just doubt it. They really fucking eat.
Like, I can't think of it. Like, and also, like, Little Mix is like, the way they've branded themselves, they're not copying anybody else. Yeah. Like, it's really like Even like their styles, because their styles have switched up a lot. Mm-hmm. They used to be so colorful and pop, yeah. then trendy, then they'd be so chic and mm-hmm. like elegant, or even like really girly, or it would be very like elegant and then camp. Because like yeah. the glory days, bouncing from Get Weird to glory days, that's when like I saw the tours, the costumes were fucking great. They were cohesive, but they were different. They got their personalities mm-hmm. well. Like, this was really one of their peaks. However, Little Mix 5 was my favorite fucking album.
Little Mix 5, ah! It was such a good fucking album.
We ate that album the fuck up.
Yo, yeah. Everything about this album, this was their most authentic album.
This is when they took risks.
Yes.
And this is when we were like, okay, come out the woodwork. The single that came out was Woman Like Me with Nicki Minaj, even yeah. though her verse was a little weak, and I will stand by that. It was still a great fucking song. The yeah. video, remember, we were like, oh, I love what they're wearing. Look at this, look at that, pause it. Look at my queen. Like, we were yes. eating shit the fuck up.
Fucking strip, bitch. Such a good fucking
song. We were so obsessed with that.
But, you know, and even the start of the album, the national anthem, she is a bad bitch made up of magic. Pray to the goddess.
And I was like, this was their most like invested album, except I believe Jesse has like 2 writing credits on this. This is when we're starting, I guess maybe internally, this is where rumors are speculating. There's
a lot of shit like, going on separation. In this album behind the scenes, because
yes. this is their last Cisco album when they were under yes, Simon Cowell.
Exactly. So like apparently they were given the song Woman Like Me. I think like Ed Sheeran played a part in writing it, and somebody else. And they only gave Ed Sheeran the credit Ooh. And the other person the credit. Meanwhile, I believe it was it's not Jesse. I believe Jade? It was Jade and
Leanne.
I think Leanne wrote some of the verses.
Okay.
And they didn't give them any credit for it.
Ooh, tea.
So yeah, which caused them to have beef with just the whole thing in general. This is when they ended up leaving, and they ended up getting signed to RLC, I believe.
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't know the next record.
RCA.
Oh. But this was, I think this album came out fall.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, this was a different album, a little darker.
Yes.
What was it? We had more, this was more authentically Little Mix, the way they describe, like, who they're inspired mm-hmm. by, which is, like, a bit of 90s, a bit of R&B, mm-hmm. a bit of hip-hop.
Yeah.
What was it? There was some reggaeton in there when they collaborated with CNCO.
Oh, that was Glory Days.
That was Glory Days?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Oh, okay. Shit.
It was, like, right after Glory Days, but they were still in the Glory Days era.
Mm.
Yeah, because it was on the bonus track for the Glory Days.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Was in that era.
Period.
That era was cunt. This era is also very cunt. Yeah, they had like a few more collaborations, but it's only with Girly Pops, which I love. Joan of Arc fucking hit. And Wasabi was like the biggest hit from that album.
I love Wasabi.
Yeah.
Well, I love yeah. Wasabi.
Yeah, drag
I think
that man.
Jade has like talked about it even like more recently in her interviews that like Wasabi should have been the single, but hey.
Yeah.
And I think this is like the first time they were in like a beef or like almost in a controversy, because like Cardi B was saying that she was supposed to be on Woman Like Me, and then they switched to Nicki. And so it was like the first time they had that kind of, I remember it was like really stupid.
Yeah, it is kind of stupid. I think Cardi would have had the better verse. Sorry, Little Mix.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Little Mix thinks that way now, probably.
Yeah, they were like, damn, should have kept Cardi.
But it was probably not up to them. Like, you know,
it was definitely up to them.
You think so?
Oh, yeah, no. They were like in a radio interview, and they asked them, Cardi or Nicki, and
oh, that's
like,
right.
They were like, Nicki, sorry, Cardi, love ya.
I think this is when Cardi was still like coming up
though. Mm-hmm.
And you know, Nicki hasn't had the full chance to like, you know, tarnish her career like she has now.
She didn't have the full chance to be a full on cunt.
Yeah, you know? That's exactly what we mean. Derogatory.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean,
you know, not nicely, but. The LM5 was my nicely favorite fucking album.
You know what's so funny with Nicki? It's nicely and not nicely at the same time. So, like, you're cunt and you're also a cunt. So
exactly, bro. And then when we... This is when things started getting a little. This was like, you know, there's hills and valleys. This is a valley.
Yes.
Going into confetti, that's when there was like stuff going on behind the scenes, and like confetti came out in 2020. It was really difficult for them, because I remember when Holiday and Not a Love Song came out, it was like weird because they released the singles, then the videos later, and the videos weren't good. People clowned them.
Yeah.
Like, what was it? I think Holiday's the one with like all the like little effects, and people like the fans made fun of it. And Not a Love Song, that was when they were like filmed it on their iPhones because we were in a pandemic. So like, those are ones.
Another breakup song, yeah.
Yeah, another that. Yeah, people don't look upon them, or like they're not. They're like, when you tell a mixer, which is what their fans are called, what is your favorite Lil Mix song? They do not mention those songs. But Sweet Melody, bitch, that was like...
That was it.
I'm like still low-key obsessed with that song. That is like... Yeah, that
whole music... Just like, you know, Jade is so fucking cunt. And it's
one
just,
take! She's a one take, bitch! Watch that music video if y'all don't know. Watch that fucking music video.
And you know, there's standouts from, like, I feel like each video where, like, they all stand out and they're both, like, individual ways. You know, Jade in that music video.
The splits?
If I, you know, the ass, like, bitch was eating.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I want to be Jade so bad. I'm like, how did I get my hair done like that?
It was so good. But this is when I think some speculation started, and we even talked. We're like, Jesse's like not in this as much.
Yeah, because during that whole doom.
Yeah, when they did those were great transitions, but like
she wasn't there.
She was not in that. And she, I don't believe, maybe there's one performance of them four of Sweet Melody, but besides that, Jesse was not there.
Yeah,
because she was on her hiatus, remember? And we were kind of looking at each other like, oh, we know what hiatus means.
Yeah,
like,
you know, getting set, getting ready to dip.
And like there was a video that came out. I think they were promoting Holiday. I think that's what it was. They were promoting Holiday, but then the fans started like analyzing the fuck out of this video, and it looks like Jessie's there just fucking over it. Like she's like barely smiling. Like it's like when you're in a like a powwow meeting at your retail job, and they're like, guys, we can do it, and you're like, yeah. It was very much that. And Perry at the end was like in still like red in the face, like as if she's been crying.
Yeah, I think I remember seeing that. But you know,
which I thought was strange. Like, how about you give the girl some a moment for composure to then, you know, like, why was you so fast to film that promo? That,
I don't know if I've seen that video, because the way you described it was also like a, that similar thing happened to One Direction during like Zayn's last like day, where it looked like, I think it was Louis or Harry had just finished crying.
Probably Harry.
And Zayn was giving one worded answers. But like I feel like that happens with like every girl group, with every group, because it's like we're pissed at each other, but we have to go on with it, you know what I mean?
What, show the video? It's just showing me clips. Show the video. It's like, what was it, they were like promoting, and like they're like all lined up, but Perry's on one side, Jesse's on the other, and Jesse's just there like over it, and Perry's like she's like sniffling a bit. And people start analyzing that, like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And also, like, that dumb, like, I feel like, yeah, let the girls have some composure before you film the video.
Yeah.
But, like, supposedly, I think even in Leanne's memoir, she mentioned that during COVID, since it was a little on, like, what's going on, they thought, thinking about a hiatus, and supposedly, then the next part is, like, more speculation and other people talking, that Jessie wanted to leave first, so she wanted to have her solo single first to have the attention on it first.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, you know, there was also a lot of rumors that she was just over it. She didn't feel like being in the girl group anymore. And what was it? And during this hiatus time, yeah, every interview they were doing, because they were still promoting Confetti, was like, you know, where is Jessie? And you know, she's like, you know, her mental health, that was the reason she gave.
Mental health. I mean, like, during 2020, she also came out with a documentary talking about, like, basically 2019. Oh, maybe I think it finally got to the U.S. and I got to watch it in 2020.
Probably.
Yeah. 2019, she had just basically how scrutinized she was in Little Mix. So when she did finally decide to leave, you know,
I thought we got it.
Yeah, I thought it was just because of mental health reasons. To be honest, let me be real with you fucking guys and just everyone in the room. When it's not because of mental health reasons and y'all make it seem like it's because of mental health reasons, it really pisses me off. But,
it's tough because when you go through a mental health, another valley, if you will, like it's going south. People tend to lash out and you know, I'm not saying that that's valid or not, but that mm-hmm. could have been what was happening. Uh-huh. And like, she released that documentary because they left Cisco. She, you know, finally felt that she could have more of a voice. And like, that was a big documentary in the UK.
Yeah.
Like some UK fans, I see them talking about it. Like I was showed that in school. Like we find what was it? Mental health was much more talked about, and people look to like Jesse Nelson as like, thank you for doing that, because mm-hmm. that's how big Little Mix was mm-hmm. in the UK. And you know, before Confetti featuring Sweetie, before that video came out, that's when Jessie announced her departure.
Yes. And there's a lot of things going into the departure. Mm. Because there's also, like, remember when Confetti came out, people were like, yo, why Jessie looking racially ambiguous?
Jessie wasn't in the Confetti music video.
No, not Confetti. The Sweet Melodies video. She was like, why is she looking racially ambiguous? And someone... one of the fans, like, they didn't say it in a mean way. They were just like, oh, you know, you're kind of looking, like, darker than the rest of the women of color in your group. Maybe you should read up on why that's problematic. Mm-hmm. Like, that's pretty much
she said. Like,
and she blocked them.
Yes. She would delete those comments. She would block those fans. And even those... And, like, the fans were saying it in a nice way. This was before it would, like, it, like, hit, mm-hmm. like, everybody's, like, TikTok and whatnot. Mm-hmm. People were being nice about it. And even, like, in photos of her in her life, like, after the group. And she's just posting pictures of her, like, out living her life or even in a studio.
She was a white woman.
people were like, wait, like, you know. And I believe she was asked about it directly in either in an interview or like in a live, and she's just like, that wasn't me, that was my team, but like, no sorry or anything.
Yeah.
But I remember when it was like December 2020 when she announced she was leaving. She had like, you know, the big you know, a picture in black and white and a big you know, comment and none of the girls liked it or you know, shared it. No one like interacted with it on social media, and the girls do that a lot. Like, you know, before all this, they would interact with each other's social media because they were best friends. They were very, very close. It was it was not faked for camera.
Yeah, absolutely.
Felicia might kill a bug while we're talking about this, but
I might jump out the window.
And so she dropped that news, and then half an hour later, the Little Mix and I think Twitter account also posted like a farewell, but people were like, this one feels rushed. And I think, I don't remember if it was confirmed or not, but there's speculation that
they didn't know
that. Yeah, Jessie didn't have that conversation like I'm leaving. Maybe that she was thinking about it, but like officially and when and what time, I believe that was not, and that doesn't sit right with me.
I remember I heard conversations like afterwards, like when they were in interviews, like they were like, we're happy for her, we just hope that she, you know, feels better and whatever. But I'm sure there was definitely bitterness growing on behind the scenes, because when she dropped her first single,
Boys. Aged Like Milk, first of all.
Fucking Diddy's in the video.
It's Boys featuring Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
And it's almost like there was little whispers. It was like not fully out there that, hey, girl, you're tanning a lot. You're the, you know, your hair, the lips, and then this video.
Yeah. Where, like, basically, it does seem like she's, like, fetishizing black men.
Yeah, the lyrics of it.
Yeah. Not so great. Nothing about this was great.
No.
Oh,
and we failed to mention with the... I want to say I loved the Confetti music video. That was so yes, funny.
Cunt!
And these girls really bamboozled us. Both of our girls pregnant. Leanne and Perry. Perginette.
Yeah.
And they did all that dancing.
Yeah.
Listen.
What can women not do?
Yeah, exactly. Women.
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 Just, what? Yeah. Women just be eaten. Eating!
And in promotion for... Look, back to Jessie. In promotion of Jessie's, you know, single coming out with Nicki Minaj, sampling Bad Boys by, what was it? P. Diddy. The live stream. You know, yeah. You know, like that live stream she had with, I think it was an Instagram live, right?
Yeah, with Nicki
Minaj. Nicki was just
after she was getting all the heat.
Getting all the heat about the blackfishing, Nicki defending this white woman and then putting down Leanne, another black woman.
Yeah. Yo, Nicki Minaj, ooh.
This
ooh,
is when she started, you know, really.
Honestly, Nicki Minaj will forever be on my shit list for that. Like, that's really crazy that you could just, like, put down someone. Not even, nobody had a conversation with her. Jesse was so, like, just cut off that friendship. And apparently, things started leaking, private conversations where, like, Jade and Leanne both tried to have conversations with them several times, which honestly
with Jesse
several times about how dark she's appearing and like the climate we are in now, mm-hmm. which was, this is 2020,
even in 2019, it's not like this wasn't a conversation.
You know, like, this is starting to happen. And the way, like,
and they and I think the way they described it, it fell on deaf ears.
And it's so funny because both her and Jade were talking shit. Talking shit. Or basically saying how, you know, they said that, but it fell on deaf ears, and no one, and they pretty much knew this was going to happen with the boy single.
They didn't say that.
No, they didn't say they knew what was going to happen. But, like, this is, like, a conversation we've already had with her in the Blackface.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say it was talking shit, because this was in an interview when they were asked about, you know, Jesse.
But it wasn't an interview. It was talk on, like, Instagram with, like, a friend.
Oh, that was speculation. It wasn't a friend. It was a fan. Ooh. Yeah. But they were asked in a magazine interview about Jesse Nelson. It's just, like, we're not going to criticize, like, mm-hmm. her and her and her musical journey. But regarding to the blackfishing, we have spoken to her about it. And we tried to come at, like, you know, at a, like, a friendly, you know, informational way. And it fell on deaf ears.
Oh, okay. Yes. When Nicki finally spoke about it, to just only shit on Leanne, I thought was particularly colorist, because there's a whole nother person that was talking about it with her. And she didn't get any heat. Like, no offense to Jay, but she didn't get any heat for it. It was just, Leanne got all of the heat, and like, people were really dogpiling on her, just saying just such shit things,
horrendously
racist things.
And Leanne, mind you, just gave birth like a month or two months prior when this all started happening.
Yeah.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was Perry who described like the whole separation, because they almost, I think it, like, cold turkey, they just, no one, they don't speak.
Yeah.
They continuously do not speak. And like, the three girls had to go to like group therapy about it. Like, it really fucked them up. Because
mm-hmm.
I mean, like, they were like the best of friends. They spent like 24/7 with each other.
That was like, you know, they're like work family, and they just like drop them off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it's more than work family, because even now during their hiatus, they still hang out with each other.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, Jay was in an interview recently. She was just like, well, I just went over Leanne's house, you know, babysitting duties.
I saw that. Being the fun aunt.
Being the fun aunt I am. yeah, no. So, I'm sure that was, like, a lot for them, because Jesse can try all she might will, but she will never be on my good list again, because that was, like, really, and how she just didn't absorb any criticism whatsoever, and she let Leanne get dogpiled on after she made a video about how she was bullied and the mental health situation. She showed up for Leanne showed up for her documentary and talked about how hard it is for her and how, like, great of a person she thinks she is. And then when it came to her and the racial bias she faced, it was radio silence.
Oh, yeah.
And I just feel like, yeah, you allowed her to get dogpiled on. I do think that there is some work Jesse got to do.
For sure. Because, like, even, like, when Nicki Minaj was just going off on Leanne, Jesse was laughing. And that's when I was like, oh, so we're not good girly pops.
Period. Because
between the time of that single and Jesse leaving, Little Mix won Best British Group at the Brits, and they were the mm-hmm. first girl group to do so. Mm-hmm. And so it was like a big moment. Jessie, like, even though, like, when they would post stuff, they weren't interacting, that's when Jessie, like, congratulated the girls. And even in the speech, Leanne said, like, we want to thank our fans, and of course, Jessie. So that's when we were like, oh, maybe they are cool. Maybe they are mm-hmm. cool. It was that moment when Nikki was going crazy, and Jessie didn't say nothing, instead laughed, when it was like, okay, turmoil. Y'all yeah. aren't cool like that. And then the god-awful boys fucking song mm-hmm. and video.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
And then the Jingle Bell Ball! Are you ready? Sorry, I'm so mad. Oh my god, that was awful. Sorry, Jessie. So sorry. That was like crazy because she's... You know, I'd say they had fantastic stage presence, even from when they're back their DNA days.
Oh, like, no, you know, she eats up the stage. She does.
So, I don't, you know, that was a moment. And then, because, like, she left that, she left RCA, mm-hmm. went solo, and then when that flopped, her label dropped her. Or, well, yeah. So they left on, and, you know, same differences, blah, blah, blah. Shit.
Yeah, because the label was probably like, hey, this isn't selling, switch it up. And she was like, no. And she just released a single featuring somebody. I don't know.
Really?
I'm sure it won't do well.
Because I remember her second single was like a year later, which is crazy as like a new artist. But I get it. She's an independent artist now.
Yeah.
And it was called Bad Things. It came out like summer 23. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know about it until like yesterday.
Yeah.
Bitch, I thought she was just... And, like, I don't know, somewhere.
Yeah, no, I hate when, like, there's, you know, some Little Mix fans who... I think it really divided the Little Mix fandom because, like, some of them still fuck with Jessie. Those who still fuck with Jessie probably also need to go to therapy on their racial biases.
Yeah, because, like, it's hard to... It's like, what was it? Like, I can understand, like, if it's really a mental health thing, but, like, the way... to go about it is not excusable. So it's like, I feel bad for her, and mm-hmm. I hope she seeks whatever help. She's
yeah,
seeking.
Yeah, no, I absolutely think she... Listen, I'm talking a whole lot of shit. I don't think Jessie is a bad person. I just think that, like, there's some things... Like, you know when people are so connected to their own trauma, they have trouble connecting to anyone else's trauma? Yeah. And I think, like, she's so connected with her own trauma in Little Mix, which is, like, completely understandable, that I think you skipped mm-hmm. Leanne's trauma. I also think you skipped Jade's trauma. Like, you skipped over that completely and, like, went right into self.
I think it's maybe Jessie's always struggled with who she is.
Yeah.
And being part of a girl group, I guess it was hard to find the individuality, and probably even still now. Yeah. So that's probably when she went for, like, the super not so cool routes of it mentally, like, yeah. in that space. But, like, really, I don't even know what's going on with her now. You just told me she released a single. That's shit's brand new, because I was just looking into it. So that's crazy. It doesn't even show up when I look for it.
No, well, or at least maybe she's getting ready to.
Okay. It. I mean, she always posts that she's, like, in the studio, but, like, it's been... That scared the fuck out of me. It's almost like that sound punched me. I was like, ugh. But, like...
Sorry.
I was like, that's not Jessie. Nope. But, like, what was it? Yeah, it's 2 years on this album. Like, I know she's an independent artist now. Things are different. And, like, that Bad Things music video, the music video is kind of, like, cool. And, but, like, it's, that would have been a better first single. Mm-hmm. It's very different. It's about a toxic relationship. Mm-hmm. And even in the video, she, like, gets back with the guy. It's, and I think it's from a personal experience. Mm-hmm. It was different. It was more mature. It was almost like a smoky, soulful, like, Lana Del Rey vibe.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm just like, it's still not my cup of tea. Mm-hmm. But I was just like, this would have, like,
made way better.
People would have looked at you so differently. She mm-hmm. still doesn't look white. She's still pretty tan.
She looks white now.
Yeah. In that video, she don't.
That's a Caucasian woman. Always was. Always will be.
She's not enough.
But
you
the
could
single
do
is
it.
Called Mine.
Mine. Okay. All right. Period. But after all that, Little Mix releases Between Us, which mm-hmm. is more like a great hit album because yeah. they hit 10 years.
Yeah.
10 years together. I was gagged low-key. I was like, fuck, yeah, it has been 10 years.
Yeah.
I was like, damn. And we got great songs. Between Us, cut off, no, kiss my ass, basically.
Yeah.
And
cut you off was, listen,
I just want to believe is about Jesse.
It definitely was.
I don't think anyone confirmed it, but I would love to undercase confirm it. Yes, it was.
You know what? When people say, you know, we can't confirm stuff,
that's like a yes. It's like an asterisk, and then you go to the bottom of the page. Yes. Oh, okay.
Well, no, but you know, the proof is always in the pudding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always in that damn pudding.
Yeah.
I love Cut You Off, because not only because it's shady, because it's another pretty decent pop song.
Yeah.
And and this is when they announced their hiatus, and I was like, oh no, because I knew it. I was just like, either they're breaking up, it's a hiatus. But they like reassured us, because in their last show, it's like the last show of Little Mix in parentheses for now. So I'm like, okay, because like when other groups have like gone on hiatus, like it's basically like they're breaking up. They just don't want to say that, so you guys don't freak out as much.
Well, I like that they're exploring new solo projects, because like I feel like now you can really see. Are you fucking kidding me?
Sorry, there was a fly and he was like all up in her face, like he owned the house.
That's what's getting me right now.
And I'm saying he derogatory.
Yeah.
Any who's was it? But like, I was so mad, because I was like, fuck, I've always wanted to see Lil Mix in concert.
Yeah.
And damn it. Mm-hmm. See, this is why America sucks.
Yeah. Nutshell.
But our first girly, Jesse was the first to go solo, and we talked about how that went. It was Leanne. No, yes. It was Perry.
No, first was Leanne.
I swear it was Perry. Three. Oh, you're right.
Because over time, Leanne became my favorite.
It was always hard to choose.
Yeah, you know?
I feel like...
They're my favorite in different moments.
That's what it is. It's like, who owned this era?
Yeah.
That's what it was. Yeah. Like, because I really loved them all.
Yeah.
Truly.
Honestly.
I think a lot of times I liked... Maybe I did like Leanne more than other times, because she's a Libra.
Period. Period, point blank.
But what was it? I think when it came to, like, songwriting... Perry felt the more insecure about it. She mm-hmm. felt like she was the youngest. She felt like she mm-hmm. couldn't, like, she's even like said it. And even when she went solo, she was like, I'm not a songwriter. Like, just send me songs.
Yeah.
And when Leanne released music, I was very excited. She seemed like so sure. She was like ready, mm-hmm. and she was going back to her roots. And this is like, we're seeing them like evolve more into themselves. And that's what I love about women in pop music.
Yeah.
Because like, I think when we think of like the trailblazers and the trendsetters and the reinvention, I only think of women.
Yes. Yeah.
Only think of women. Mm-hmm. Like not lately, but even Taylor's had those moments, and I don't like Taylor Swift.
I mean, I definitely think of like Taylor as one of those people.
Rihanna,
Beyonce,
Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande. Yeah, I think all those women.
Even Charlie XCX, Billy.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we could make a whole like video about like all those other women. So, I mean, like, because like when I think about Charlie, it was like when she came out with the Vroom Vroom single, people were like, this is like a weird single. No one wants this like electronic pop shit. And look at it now. Yeah. The space she's in now. So it's like just like. So crazy how women are just constantly reinventing themselves, and then people always telling them, no, this isn't what we want.
Mm-hmm.
And then
they like, set the trend.
Yeah. And then they set it off. So, absolutely. I definitely put, Little Mix is definitely one of those artists, but it's so interesting seeing how they like sound like separated from each other. Cause now you kind of see where the parts like, are moving to, mm-hmm. which is just so interesting, because you love to see it.
Absolutely. And Leanne's documentary, she talked about like, you know, being mixed race and having mm-hmm. trouble with identity. I think she's like, with mm-hmm. every passing like time she would talk about it, she would own it more and more. And even in the music she's chosen, like more the R&B, a bit of reggae, and like it's so good to see her. Like I can see her like pouring into a version of herself that maybe was always there, but she hadn't had the chance to tap into.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why it was like, let's fucking go, Leanne.
Yeah, and I love her singles. That shit ape, loved it. I'm excited to see more from her.
Yeah,
she was the only single that I was like, I liked too. I put on my playlist, and I just can't think of the name right now. That's why I was looking it up.
We'll look it up. Okay. But I think Leanne, as of right now, is the only one that released like a project. Like she had her EP. Everything else, Perry like released it this year. Just singles. And then what was it? Perry, when she talked about her, I think Forget About Us was written or co-written by Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
And what was it? But her label did encourage her for Tears to like, you know, like, mm-hmm. you know, stretch out those like muscles, because she felt weird. Like, I'm not in a group. Mm-hmm. She's like, I don't know what to say. Mm-hmm. And she was like, just send me songs. And they're like, no, like, you know, like, give it a try. So I think this is like Perry coming out of a different shell. Mm-hmm. Like, she probably like felt like the youngest. Yeah. And like, she was our little baby of Lil Mix. And she's like, I'm just going to go with like almost like my big sisters are doing.
Yeah.
And do the parts that I do, which was the powerhouse vocals.
Yes.
What was it? Tears was a cool video. That was a cool, like, I like the video. What was it? It's like 80s disco funk type of like, and it's, and like, listen, it's also, she's a pop queen.
Yeah.
It's still quintessential pop, but it's like, it's like we're seeing her explore herself.
More. Yeah, no, I think
it's like Perry's, a freeing one.
Yeah. I think right now I'm thinking Perry really hasn't like hit her height of like what she can do yet.
Oh yeah.
So I'm excited to see that.
I feel like we're seeing the beginning of that. That's why
she's like taking really like fun. The journey
and
like,
seeing her fun, like perform it live, seeing them both perform it live is really exciting.
Look at her little dance break. Yeah. I was like, you better get it, Perry.
When it comes to Lil Mix, they're gonna give us a dance break.
They're gonna give us a fucking dance break, and I feel like I live for it. She said, "Go ahead." My girl.
And I act surprised every time.
But
like, oh my god, dance break. And like, they don't do that after every live show.
We do act surprised every time.
When they did it in Black Magic, when they did it in Salute, like, yes. It was like, what? Oh my gosh.
Or Power, like, bitch.
That's right. And Power, bitch.
My god. Oh my god, that Brit performance of Power. We forgot to talk about the Brit performance of Power.
Oh my
fucking god.
Or even on X Factor.
It can't be contained in that one room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It was a lot.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't like Britpop, but I love Little Mix.
You know, that's the exception. It's only when girly pops do it, really.
No. Because we have a very American point of view. If you want to judge us. Listen to the like solo projects of the Spice Girls.
Oh, no.
If you want to have a bad day, no. And I know what you're going to say. You guys don't like fun, you fucking Americans,
No, there's a reason why you guys like Michelle Visage. Like, there's a reason for that. It's not great. It's not great.
Oh, it's shit. Not great. Michelle, no. Sort of fellow Jersey queen, sorry.
Sorry, it's just not good.
And then, what was it?
It was Charlie XCX.
I mean, like, they're like going with like real like Euro club music. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say it's Brit pop fully.
Okay,
you know, fine. And Little Mix is like not that their influences is never in the UK, but a lot of them aren't. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know.
They eat down though.
It's okay, guys. It's okay. Anyway, who's it was it? Then like the surprise, but not surprise, because if you're a Little Mix fan, you're just like I knew something that the woodwork was gonna be different with Miss Jade.
Yeah.
But like I was like, okay. And not that the other Little Mix members, it's not that their souls didn't feel like well rounded or well thought out, but it feels like Jade had these like thoughts in her like mental filing cabinet from the way it looked, from what she wanted it, from the influence, from the sample. It feels like it's like moments, like I bet she drew out what she thought of what Simon would look like you know, as a monster, and she's just like, I'm gonna keep this like locked in here. Like I feel like this was like she probably thought of this years ago, and she's just like, I have the moment now to like really, because that music video ate down. I think the music was really fucking good.
Yeah, I do think that the music video helps the music skyrocket.
Yes,
to be honest. But I know she got more in the bank, so I know it's only gonna be more from here.
I'm very excited, and TikTok is eating it up.
Yeah,
TikTok is eating the fuck up. Listen, yeah. Some like I remember Sweet Melody came out, TikTok, well, and like in the States, it was picking up, and Wasabi, and even parts of the Confetti music video, because they were all drag kinged up. It was just hilarious. Yeah.
Well, that's the reason why I knew that Jessie, when she had something in the world directs, I knew it was going to be cunt, because you know that bitch, her and the gays. Jay, sorry. Her and the gays right here.
Always.
Right here with
always.
It. So I was excited.
She's always loved drag, and we see that influence in the music video. It's big, it's camp, the wigs, it's very dramatic.
Yeah.
And she gave us the vocals, which is like, she knows that's what we're here for in Little Mix.
Vocals. She gave us that beautiful head. She
gave it to us. Angel of my dream, and like she it like as a Little Mix fan, you know, it was like, gave my life to a psycho. We know she's talking about Cisco Records, Simon Cowell. But if you're not a fan of Little Mix,
she denied it, but
okay, Jade,
lies
if that's what you said.
No, I just feel like, do you ever think, like, I don't know, like, because Charlie did it recently too, where she was like, this song is not about Taylor Swift, but then when I listened to the song, like, this song is about Taylor Swift, it's okay though, we love that, it wasn't a hateful song, let's move on. It was though, full tea. And same with the whole, like, Jay with, like, it's not really about, like, any, like, one thing, it's, you know, it is though. This is about one man, yes.
I mean, I think that lyric is, but but the way she wrote it, I feel like if someone doesn't know anything about Little Mix, that journey, or even Simon Cowell, they can listen to it and be like, well, this is about someone in a bad situation.
Yeah.
And so I think it's very listenable, and I think it would last, like, mm-hmm. it would stand the test of time.
Yeah.
It's not like, not to compare it, but like, Boys really did age like milk.
It did.
Bitch. It did. And so, like, and Jade is like, was like one of the mains, or like, well, like the active mm-hmm. songwriters, not that the other girls were not, but like I feel like Jade like I feel like she's planned it out, like, very, like, creatively, very mm-hmm. different, and this is a difference that Little Mix fans I think can appreciate.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear the rest of the singles. I saw a sneak peek of the next single. The album's supposed to come out July 19th. July 19th.
I was about to say. August 19th. Next year. Ooh.
Yeah. Fuck. July 19th. Oh, I think that's when the I think that's when that came out.
Oh.
Maybe I'm confused. But either way, she's going to release more singles.
I live. I'm excited. Really live. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And, like, I know it's gonna, like, when they perform it at award shows, and then, like, the other girls in the audience, I'm like, I know this shit's gonna make me cry.
Yeah.
I know it.
Well, Perry, when she went on her first, like, BBC radio singing, like, she got a message from, Leanne, when she did her first BBC radio live, without the girls, she got a message from Perry, immediately cried.
Aww.
And she's like, I just love those girls.
And that's why it's like, it like breaks my heart thinking, because like, even like they say, like, we don't talk. They do not talk to Jesse doesn't talk to them.
That would be a hard thing to bury.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a hard thing.
Also, how she was acting beforehand, apparently she wasn't in the
Yes, recently. That's why I'm like, we should talk about Little Mix.
Yeah.
Because, like, a producer of the last album the four of them were on, he was, I think, one of the last songs.
They did.
They had to get, like, a Jesse Nelson impersonator, almost. Like a stand-in, because she was
forgetting the name of the song?
Over it.
Yes. It was a good song. I really like that song.
Was it not another pop song?
No.
Oh.
That's a good song, too. That was off their Confetti. But
I mean, awful. Confetti was the last foursome.
But it was on. It was a bonus track. What's the song? Oh, No Time for Tears.
That one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was over it, which is, like, you know, it's a bit unprofessional, and like, L's in the chat, like, that was, like, hearing that is like, oh boy, and also like. The timing of all of it, the black fishing, what was it? And like, what a terrible way to start off your solo, like, endeavors, Jessie.
Yeah, just not good. And I just feel like if she, I don't know, like, if you're a Caucasian, right? Listen to the people of color around you when they tell you something is, like, borderline, like, getting there. Like, because if they think that way, and you're about to post something to the public, other people are going to think that way, too. And to be honest, I didn't really, I was excited. At first, I was excited for Jessie to release a new single, of course.
Yeah, because, I mean, well, at the time, I didn't feel like it was, like, fully negative. I thought maybe it wasn't, like, of course it's not positive, someone leaving the group. But, like, I didn't think it was full hate yet.
No.
Or full, like, you know, not speaking terms.
And even if it was full hate between them, I was like, well, that's none of my business. What you got for me, babes? What's up with the music-wise? I also thought it was kind of weird because it's like, oh, you said you need to take a break for mental health, but here you are releasing music. And it wasn't too long after.
And that's when, like, little mixers were, like, definitely split. Because they were like, this doesn't, like... I guess people can react to things differently and whatnot. But even, like, yeah, we were both like, it was a little fast.
Yeah. I was like, maybe the bounce back was fast, but I still think it's weird. Knowing that she wanted to be the first one to release solo music, that makes more sense.
Yeah. That's speculation, but that does make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
A lot. I mean, isn't that, remember when Zayn is like, he's like, I want to be the first one to leave. But we could do a whole thing on One Direction. Yeah. But, like, I noticed not a lot of people talk about Lil Mix. I even, when I was doing my research, I'm just like, what was that? Has there been any commentary videos? Not a whole lot. No. Not a whole lot, guys. Lil Mix, like, stop sleeping on them.
No. I remember.
Especially now. I think it's very exciting right now for the three girls.
Yeah. I remember I saw in a Try Guys video where, like, they were talking about, like.
I was thinking about this.
Yeah. They talked about, like. They were rating TV shows. It was like ranking with Eugene, and then when they mentioned X Factor, it's like, yes, they gave us One Direction, and most importantly, they gave us Little Mix. And they were like, "Who's Little Mix?" And he was like, "I can't even."
He was like, "You don't know who Little Mix is?"
Like, bitch, get to know him. They're it.
And like, I don't mean to compare. I forgot. I was like, what other girl group? I always forget about Fifth Harmony.
Oh yeah.
But because like Fifth Harmony was another one to come out of X Factor, they won, right?
No,
they didn't win.
Yeah, I think same place as One Direction. I think like fifth,
possibly fourth. L's in the chat.
Yeah, L's in the chat.
What was it? That was like a group that was like not cohesive. No, they didn't want to be there.
Yeah,
they never speak very fondly of those times ever, or if at all. And like little, like for people to understand, Little Mix was like they were those bitches, like pop culturally and socially, like they were really ate down.
Well, I saw someone comparing like a bunch of like the soloists that came from, both girl groups and like who had the better like girl group like splash into pop. It really is hard to tell. I do think like Normani had like a big. Like with motivation, she had like her really big moment. I just can't believe like her label did her so dirty.
Oh yeah, she had a lot of people back her. I think even like Beyonce was like Normani's one to watch, like supposedly. But and like she's a great performer. Camila Cabello, I don't want to talk about Fifth Harmony anymore. If you're gonna make me talk about Camila Cabello,
I mean, listen.
But like what
I think Havana really had its moment. That was like probably like. One of my favorite pop songs of that year. Like she really ate that up. She let me down in every other facet.
Yeah, and that's why it's like
album either.
Because Fifth Harmony's hype was a lot of like novelty shit and like you know sounds that were popular at the time. Nothing was like it was all like fucking novelty and trendy. But like what was it?
They just weren't my favorite group at that time.
I know, but Cisco keeps doing girl groups dirty, yo.
Yeah.
They did do it with Fifth Harmony. They've done it with Little Mix. They recently done it with Boys World, who barely even had a chance.
Yeah. They just need to do better. Like, I feel like the promotion is where they're lacking.
Absolutely. Because the biggest music market is in America and I think Japan.
Yeah.
And y'all really... Little Mix was pretty popular. Like, Little Mix had a fan base in Japan.
Yeah.
But y'all really did them dirty. Yeah. Fucking it. And not promoting them in America. And, like, to me, it's like, what the fuck were you thinking? Or, like, was all the money just into One Direction?
Yeah. I think, like, well, because One Direction had, like, a moment where, like, they had their first single, they were on tour with Big Time Rush, and then it wasn't like Little Mix, where it was just like, they just took off.
They did.
It was like another like realm of just like spectacular amounts of fucking luck. And just like, I'm sorry, it was just a bit of fucking luck.
Oh yeah, because if you watch back some of the shit, it's like
they're not doing very much.
You know when you're there's a foo you loved as a kid and mm-hmm. you try it again, you're like, ugh.
Honestly, they're not doing, they didn't do fucking much. They weren't like spectacular.
No disrespect.
I look back at them and I still like them. I still like a lot of their songs, but compared to Little Mix.
What's that album? Is it Midnight Memories? I think that's that album I still like. I have like listened to here and there, but other than that, I can't help but cringe a little bit. I can't even hold you.
I think they're Midnight Memories. I think like their older stuff or the more cringier stuff. The first thing, I like the last two.
I know what you mean. Yeah. I, you know, I'm gonna be honest. I don't listen to it. Like I don't. Mm-hmm. I don't.
Diana really ate that up. Love that song.
That song that I think I could just live my whole life without listening to any of it ever again.
That's fair. And you know what? I live for that queen.
Thank you. I've said a lot of controversial things this episode when it comes to fandoms. Because the One Direction fandom, like, they're still, like, really kind of...
They ride hard for, especially, mm-hmm. like, Harry Styles' new stuff. Which, to be honest, I just don't think it's spectacular.
I think...
Maybe I'm just in a women in pop moment, and I just want to listen to women.
My thing is, I feel like we're throwing big words at Harry Styles. That he is a musical genius. New. Like
spectacular.
I feel like men in music is so
easy.
Boring and dry that it's easy to come off that way. I mean, like, and what is Harry doing? Evoking femininity. Listen, and that's, it's great. Everyone deserves to feel that way when they want to. Like, no. But like, I know I can get it cuntier somewhere else.
Like, no offense. But you know, that whole year he won a Grammy, right? Like, people are like, oh, well, his tour was just so amazing, right? I'm just sitting here thinking, like...
He's a charismatic dude.
Listen, while Beyonce was fucking owning that fucking stage during the Renaissance tour, you guys thought it was him. Taylor Swift is fucking diving into the stage. Like, no fucking offense, but he's not the spectacular one out of the bunch. I just don't see it. I'm just not with it.
Yeah.
Like, some bitches are okay, he's serving slightly pussy. Some bitches are serving cunt. So let's just keep in mind, I just didn't see it.
Like,
and yes, I'm still bitter about him winning over Renaissance because he shouldn't have won over Renaissance. It's just 1+1=2 that day. So it's okay. Mm-hmm. He served pussy. Some of us were serving cunt. Just saying.
Love you dropped your phone like a mic. And stream Little Mix.
Yes.
I don't wish any ill will towards Jesse, but I think right now in the media vibes, it doesn't, you know, there's a lot of like negative things going on.
Yeah.
I think like I hope in this time as an independent artist with this new single, she had time to like reflect a bit more. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, some friendships and relationships aren't meant for forever.
Mm-hmm.
If this is really the end, I guess hopefully they have better closure about it, because I feel like it's from the speculations and even as a fan watching it seemed like everything was abrupt. It was very fast.
So
I hope like everyone, and if it's gonna stay that way, I guess you know I hope they make peace with it and you know don't hurt anyone in the process of that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm very excited. I want to see more Leanne shit. I want to see more Perry shit. I want to see more Jade shit. I want to see it together.
And I do think people need to, Leanne's label needs to do better at promoting her because this is the first time I'm seeing that she had like a whole album and I'm about to EP? Fucking listen to that shit.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm excited.
What was it? I love Forbidden Fruit. That was a good one.
I'm sitting here like, I'm so excited to listen to Leanne's EP. I'm so fucking excited. So.
Ooh, this will be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of every episode, Felicia does a quick little like tarot read. And we got four girls to do a quick little read.
Woo!
Get behind the camera. I mean, no, what? The, yeah.
All right. So, we'll save Jessie for last because she's problematic.
And hopefully she can solve that problem. Solve the problem, babes.
So, who are we starting with?
Let's go guess,
Perry.
Yeah.
Love Perry. I like her name.
Perry.
It's so English.
I heard that. That's immediately what I thought the first time I heard her. I'm like, Perry, that's so...
English.
I think Women in Pop is really popping off. Like,
yeah.
Popping off.
Oh, my God.
This whole summer.
The Fool, upright.
The Fool. Okay. It's the first card. Beginnings, innocence, spontaneity, a free spirit. Very self-explanatory.
Yeah, I think that's definitely.
Oh yeah, this is the first Avatar. The if you're watching us on YouTube, our set is Avatar: The Last Airbender theme. So this is the first Avatar, and that makes a lot of sense because like Perry, you know, said being like uncomfortable songwriting on her own, and like yeah, I think it's a lot of self-discovery we're seeing with them, and that, I think that's like the coolest part.
Yeah,
because like they're in their 30s, and like well, when you ask young people, like people that are like 16 to 19, they're like 30 or even like our age. We're 26. We're about to be 27. They're just like you're like it's like we're donezo. There's nothing else like new and exciting for us, and like that's not the case. Everyone's journey is like very very different. Bitch, watch what you when you get to this age, you're gonna feel like, oh, I feel like I should know everything, but I really don't. What are you doing now?
Leon. That's why I stopped the song. The Page of Pentacles.
Okay.
Money. Sorry. Against that.
My cabbages.
You're gonna pay for that. Sorry.
This place is worse than Omashu. Manifestation, financial opportunity, skill development.
She also vocally from the beginning of Little Mix to the end had like the most like expansion.
Oh, like dynamic arc. Absolutely.
Yes. And it's not even like she started off with like average vocal. She was pretty fucking good from jump. Excuse the fuck out of me, bitch. Vocals.
Okay, Leanne.
Excuse me, vocals. Excuse. Who else? Hands on my dreams. I always want you and need you. You don't care.
Her video was great. I think it was also a great like homage of her, like a little homage, like her journey with Little Mix. It's like she's not straying away too much to her fans, and like, but it like also yeah, like experimenting. Can. What was it? Lately, I've been seeing a lot of old Little Mix stuff, like when people used to not understand Jade, because she had such a like thick Geordie accent.
Yo, I love that shit. That's going on all the time, isn't it? That's what I like here.
Coloring book.
The Hermit.
The Hermit. Okay.
That's shocking.
Oh, no. No, it's not. What was it? We got Uncle Iroh here. So it is soul searching, introspection, inner guidance, and being a little, being alone. It's a solo debut.
Oh, you're right.
It's very different. Okay. I don't know if they're fans of if they're fans of Avatar Last Airbender, Jade, you kind of ate down. I would have been like, yeah, Iroh. Yeah, because Uncle Iroh had to go through a lot of inner turmoil to become the person we admire today.
Not the bad, bad boys. Ain't no bad boys. Are you ready? Anyone who likes that song, that shit ain't embarrassing to you.
It's not a good song. Queen of Wands. It's upright. Courage, confidence, independence, social butterfly, determination. All right.
All positives.
Well, maybe, what was it? Like, I guess with Jessie, all she can do is go up from here.
Really?
I cannot imagine it going lower.
No.
That, I really can't. Jingle bell boom.
And that's a wrap.
Thank you guys so much for watching and catching up a little mix with us. Yes. I hope you enjoyed, or if your life this inspired you to get into some new music, go ahead and to listen to some Little Fucking Mix.
Yes. Listen to their solos.
Yes, listen to all their solos. You've probably heard of Jade's by now, because that I think that's really taken off on TikTok right now.
Yes.
And I cannot wait to see what else the girls come up with next. And I think our next episode, maybe it'll be like a... We're going back to the challenge, because MTV's feeding us right. If you're a challenge fan, woo! Stay tuned for that. Like and subscribe. We are on all the, what was it? On Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And Felicia, thank you for dreaming with us.
Bye.